Phillips and Papier, if these are in care today, the date is 07/21/2025. Dictation is for Miss Patricia Hanna. Hanna spells H-A-N-N-A. Patricia spells B-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 09/25/1970. This is a 54-year-old female. Here with pain and pressure in the front of her forehead, period. Correction, pain and pressure in her forehead, period. Next paragraph. Patient stated this has been going on for quite a while, greater than 3 weeks, but it's gotten worse in the last 2 to 3 days. Says she's getting ready to travel and does not want to get worse while she's in New York, period. Next paragraph. Review of system. Patient reports nasal congestion with discharge green sputum. Next line, she denies neck pain. She denies stiff neck. Next line, she denies cough. Denies chest pain. Next line, denies abdominal pain. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, denies rash. Denies nausea or vomiting. Says she's eating and drinking okay, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Hypertension. Next line, diabetes. Next line, pericarditis. Next line, surgical history. Is none. Next line, family history. Diabetes. Next line, social history. She denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next line, medication are as follows. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams. Next line, chlorothalidone, 25 milligrams. Next line, rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams. Next line, losartan, 25 milligrams. Next line, pioglitazone / metformin, 500 milligrams. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status is 96% of room air. Blood pressure is 116/85, pulse 87, respiration 18, temperature 97.6. Next paragraph, forehead, tenderness to palpation in her frontal and maxillary sinuses. Next paragraph, nose, congested with green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, distended, secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. She has normal bowel sounds, no tenderness, palpation, period. No rigidity, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well. With no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment, number 1 is acute sinus headache. Number 2 is acute sinusitis. Number 3 is acute rhinitis. Number 4 is correction is known. Number 4. Next paragraph. Today, patient received the following medication while in the clinic. Rocephin, 1 gram. Next line, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 20 minutes or so. And then reevaluated. She indicated she's feeling a little better. She's comfortable with my discharge plan. She was sent home with the following medication. Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, next medication, Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 day. Number 1, open parentheses, this is for her to have standby just in event she experiences signs and symptoms of fungal infection. Next medication, Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 PO QAM for 30 days. Number 30, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.